this story. And the story is an unfortunate one. And according to the Ramban, as we know, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa in Parshas Ki Tseitzeh to remember this story, which is certainly less flattering. Zachor eis asher asa Hashem Elokecha leMiriam baderech betzeischa miMitzrayim, the incident of the Lashon Hara. Miriam, Aharon, and Moshe. Vatadaber Miriam ve'Aharon ve'Moshe alodos ha'isha kushis asher lakach. Miriam speaks, Aharon listens, but we know that with respect to Lashon Hara, Miriam and Aharon are held jointly responsible. The Mekabel Lashon Hara, as well as the purveyor of the Lashon Hara. Al odos ha'isha ha'kushis asher lakach, ki isha chushis lakach. Vayomru, harak ach b'moshe diber Hashem. Halo gambanu diber. Vayishma Hashem. Moshe is the only Navi? We're not Nevi'im as well. And Hashem heard this. Ya'ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol ha'adam asher al pnei hadama. Moshe was not the sort to stand on ceremony. So Rashi explains, v'tadaber Miriam ve'aharon. He pascha b'dibor tzchila, she initiated the conversation. Lefichach higdima hakasav, and that's why it says Miriam ve'aharon, and it doesn't say vayidabru, it says vatedaber b'lashon yachid b'lashon nekeva. Uminayin haisa yodas Miriam shepiresh Moshe min ho'isha, a very personal matter. How would Miriam know that Moshe's marriage was no longer operating? Rav Nasan Omer Miriam Haisa Bitzad Sipora Bishal Shinemar the Moshe Eldad Umedad Misnabim Bamachana. Miriam was next to her sister-in-law when earlier in Parshas Baaloscha the word came down that Eldad and Medad had been cloaked with the prophetic spirit. They were now Nevi'im. Kevan Sheshama Tzipora, when Tzipora heard this, Amira Oi Linishosehen Shel Elu. Woe to the wives of Eldad and Medad, Imhem Nizkakin Linavua, for if they are needed for prophetic purposes, Shehiyu Parshin Minishosehen, they will undoubtedly end their marriages, Kederach Shepiresh Bali Mimeni, as Moshe ended our marriage. V'atapo Amod Imadi. Umisham, shocked to hear it as she was, Yada Miriam discovered that which had been unknown to her. V'higida la'aharon, and she said to Aaron, whoever heard of such a thing? This is not Catholicism. A rabbi, a navi, can certainly be married. She was surprised. She was concerned, perplexed. Uma Miriam Shalonis Kavna Lignuso. Certainly Miriam did not have in mind to deride the brother that she loved so much, the brother that she saved, the brother in whom she placed every fiber of her being in faith. Hach nensha, so she gets saras, kavachomer le misaper, the gnuso shel chavero, to somebody who does not have appropriate intentions. How could it have happened? Miriam, who we just spoke of, Miriam, in whose chus we have the Be'er, Miriam, who stands out in all of Jewish history as the paragon of tikvah, of hope, mitoch yush, in the most desperate scenarios, how can she become the person that we associate with Lashon Hara? Let's go back even before the conversation that we saw yesterday between Miriam and Amram earlier in the Gemara in Sota. Vayelach ish mi beis Levi, vayikachas bas Levi, the Pasuk says, Leheichan halach, where did Amram go? Vayelach ish mi beis Levi. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zivina shahalach be'atzas bito. It's not the location we care about, but it's why he went. He went because his daughter told him so. Tana Amram gadol hador haya. Amram was the leader of a generation. Kivan Sha'amar paru harasha kol haben hayilod hayora tashlichuhu. Once the decree came down, a genocide of an infanticide against the boys, Amram says, what use is it? Lashav anu amelin. For nothing, we would be involved in the mitzvah of Piri Yavirivya, because what will happen? Avishai, what will happen with our children? They'll be killed. Is any parent able to deal with that? Any parent able to see their beloved, a child who's going to be drowned to death? Lishav anu amelin. Omar v'giresh es ishto. And so he said, we can't carry on like this. And he separated from his wife. And because he was the Gadol Hador, very naturally, Amdu chulan v'gershu es nisorsehen. Amra lo bito. The same Miriam, what did she say? Father, Abba, Kasha gizeroscha yoser mishal paro. Strong language. Daddy, you're worse than paro. Paro lo gazar elo hazacharim v'yata gazart elo hazacharim v'yal nekevos. First of all, what about the girls? And Yesh devarim begol here, my friends. There's a lot underneath the surface. What a Chazal tell us. Bizchus nashim tzidkanios. We have many of them today, by the way. Nigalu avosenu mimitzrayim. You're short-selling the nekevos. Paro would always short-sell the nekevos. Miva miha olchim, Paro asked. Moshe responded, bivanenu vivnosenu nelech. Paro thought it was a joke. Number one. Number two. Paro lo gozer lo bilamazah. He can drown them in this world. But they'll be zocha lo lam haba v'yata bilamazah lo lam haba. Because if they're never born, how will they merit? Three. Paro harasha safek miskayemes gizeraso safek ina miskayemes. Who's to say that God will go along with him? Ata tzaddik, but you, Daddy, are a righteous person. Bivadai shegezeroscha miskayemes shene'emar. Your gezera will come to pass, as the pasuk says, tigzer omer. The tzaddik, as if, could make the gezera himself. Vayakum lach. And after this stinging rebuke, this castigation by his daughter, Amad v'hichzir es ishto, amdu chulan v'hechaziru es neshoseihen. Vayilech ish mi beis Levi vaykach es bas Levi, he resumed his marriage, and everyone else resumed theirs. What is the relevance of this passage? Once more we see Miriam's indomitable spirit. When her father, and this is before Moshe was born, when her father Michael had yielded, Lisham Anu Amelim, it's hopeless. Miriam, three arguments, you're wrong. In other words, if it wasn't for Miriam's sense that the bleakest situation can turn out for the best, Moshe Rabbeinu would have never been born. And she does so by finding those words that are able to bring, of course, her parents back together and to bring Moshe Rabbeinu into existence. The next thing that happens, of course, is that Moshe can be born. We're not here to say that what Miriam said about Moshe was okay, but who can now take this Gemara and explain how it informs the incident involving Miriam and Zipporah? Eitan.
So last time, when her parents got divorced, if they had stayed divorced, Moshe would never have been born. So this time Moshe gets divorced.
So Miriam is alarmed. Exactly. Shouldn't separate. She doesn't understand. She's wrong. She doesn't understand that Moshe's nevuah is not her nevuah. As Hashem says, Lochin avdi Moshe b'chol beisi ne'eman hu pe'el pe'a da birbo. It's not a riddle. Usmunas Hashem yabit. Face to face. And it was wrong to assume that your level is Moshe's level. Umadua lo yiresem ladaber ba'avdi b'Moshe. You should not have been so presumptuous. It's not okay. And the punishment is real, and there have to be consequences. We're not trying to excuse it. We're trying to explain it, and there's a difference. And to explain it is to understand that Miriam saw Moshe's actions wrongly, but she interpreted them to be a form of somehow giving up on marriage. Oh, I just can't do both. And that to her was unacceptable. Because her, and sometimes it, you can take it too far. It's an excess. But what Miriam stood for was the idea that a person can never yield to despair. Al tisyoesh mina poranas. Even if it's difficult, there has to be a way forward. That was her strength. And she thought how ironic that Moshe himself, Moshe, if daddy had done this, you wouldn't even be alive. That's what Miriam was thinking. Doesn't make it okay. Madua lo yiresem ladaber ba'avdi b'Moshe. But it came from a place that there has to be a way forward without despairing of this marriage. It's consistent with who we understand her to be. Never to yield. Not to despair. And she was fearless in that. She was fearless in confronting her own father. She was fearless in standing at the river. She was fearless in that way. It's interesting, I'll just add one addendum and then take all the comments. Chazal, of course, associate with which biblical figure as being the son of Miriam. Exactly. And the story of Hur fits in to this paradigm. Exactly. Of course, what do we know about Hur? That when the people were panicking and despairing, Vayar ha'am ki voshesh Moshe laredes min ahar, Moshe was delayed in coming down, and there was a general state of panic. Zehayish Moshe asher halanu meretz Yisrael lo yadanu mehayelo. And Aharon, the Ohev Shalom, the Rodev Shalom, right, he tries to negotiate. Wrong tactic. What does Hur do?
Confront.
Says, you cannot panic. It's going to be okay. If Hashem said, Moshe's coming to learn with me, and he's coming down, and he's going to come down. Hur paid with his life for that. But you see how Chazal understood him to be the son of Miriam? How can you give in to despair and panic? You have to trust. And so Miriam, we cannot have Klal Yisrael without Miriam. For everything that we've been through, historically, we need her perspective. The Ha'am lo nasa ad ha'asef Miriam, we can't move forward without that perspective. It's always true, but I think it's a good way to start this year. And we'll take all the comments and the questions. Never to yield to despair. Never to yield to a sense of panic and yush, that we don't have the strength to go forward. We do. We always have.